Rich Pelletier.
Present.
Chris Stauber.
Present.
Paul Platter.
Present.
Catherine McGinn.
Present.
Carla Iannocci.
Present.
Linda Musmano.
Here.
Karen Belanger. Kathy Atkins.
Here.
Cameo Mulliner. Erin Mills.
Present.
Starling Cuddy.
Here.
Gloria Landry. And Cynthia Stokes.
Thank you. Any correspondence? At this time, we have the election of offices. Could I have a motion for a nomination for the chair?
I will nominate Linda.
Second. She'll accept.
I'd rather not. I nominate Catherine. I'll pick you.
Well, second.
Carla just has to listen to me one.
Any discussion? All those in favor of Catherine McGinn, chair?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's unanimous. Any nays? Abstentions? Who's the current secretary?
Do we have a secretary? Are you the
secretary?
Can we? I'm like, wait, do we need a secretary?
Yeah. That's
okay, I know.
Okay,
yeah.
So do we have to nominate women to do that?
Sure.
So the
secretary
has
small reporting
requirements. At least that's what was explained to me. I think they're the current secretary. It was a matter of compiling the SAU votes and providing it to the state. I don't think I should be the secretary.
So we need a body that's not a SAU member.
I think so.
Okay, so it's.
I mean, I'll still draft the letter for you that you get to sign.
So it's minor housekeeping technicality, sign your life away type work.
It's one letter that goes to the state saying that this community, the votes, it's identifying the community votes for the SAU budget.
Okay.
That is the extent of what I was told.
What's her last name?
Megan?
Yeah.
Can Megan do that, technically? Or does it need to be a board member?
Oh,
needs to be a board member.
That's what I mean. It needs to be a board member. She's not a board member. That's why I'm like, does it need?
Yeah.
It needs to be a
board member. No, it needs to be a board member.
So.
And really, it's basically really, it's a formality.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, I'll nominate Chris.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any other interested parties? All those in favor, Chris for secretary.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstain? All right. Treasurer?
Treasurer
is that Meg?
It's Meg.
Okay.
Oh, what's her name? May?
May.
Yeah. May? Okay.
Is there
May.
A vice treasurer?
I don't know.
Carol.
Was.
I was
going
to say, I think Carol.
Oh,
May
yeah.
Signs the
Carol is Carol is.
So
the
they're not. Neither of them are here to accept a nomination.
No, it doesn't matter. We just make them anyway. So.
But they don't have to be a board member.
They
okay.
do not have to be
so,
a board
member. So, can we just have a formal vote for May as treasurer? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? All right, Carol as vice treasurer? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstained? Okay. Done. Do we need to do manifests? On this as well, because we don't have that listed here.
Do
One of the things that we kind of talked about earlier was having the responsibility. There was some question about this, who was signing and the availability. And one of the things that we talked about was having the responsibility of signing the manifest, the chair and the vice chair.
Okay.
And if for some reason they were not available, then it's their responsibility to find someone from the SAU board to sign them, to sign them in.
From the SAU. Okay.
Does that make sense? I mean, what are the thoughts, I guess?
Should
throw it out there?
So two signatories.
I guess clarifying that any board member can be a backup, because right now that's not in the minutes. So.
Right.
Okay. Do you want us to formally vote on that? Because we don't have that clarified or documented. We can.
I think it should be formally
okay.
voted on, because
so
then it's there, it's clear, it's in the minutes.
Sure.
Everybody understands it.
Okay, so is there a motion to have the manifest signatories be the chair and the vice chair for the SAU?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Okay.
In that motion, do we need to have the wording any board member could be a backup to if we get that?
Well, that's what we missed, yeah.
So it's not
that's beneficial, yes, yes.
So do you want to amend that?
Yeah, a friendly amendment to, you know, as a backup, it'd be any available SAU board member.
Okay.
As, I don't know if you want to say it unwritten, but it should be the responsibility of the chair and the vice chair to find their own backup.
Okay.
Coordinate with the business office now.
Do you want to revote on that, friendly? So we're going to do a revote on the manifest being the vice chair and the chair, with any board members can cover if necessary. It is the chair and the vice chair's responsibility to find their own backup. Is there a motion for that?
So moved.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Okay, moving on. Public forum. This is an opportunity for members of the public to share an idea or concern with the board. Comments are limited to 5 minutes per person. It is not the practice of the board to immediately respond to comments made. Okay, moving on. New business. Superintendent's report.
Okay.
Actually, excuse me.
Yes?
If possible, could we move Laurie's section, the financial, all the financial part of it up first, because she has a meeting that she needs to attend very early in the morning, so that way she could leave early.
In Whitefield, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes, that's totally fine.
So if we could do that.
Okay. Let's let Lori go.
So I'll start with the end of the year financial report.
Okay. Stagger them like we wanted to, but I don't think there are any other surprises.
is that I think that when we had last talked and we voted for set aside of the fund balance for the 2020 year, we had talked about a $60,000 set aside, and we were thinking that that was going to leave us with a fund balance of approximately 25-ish, 26,000. So we're, because we're a little bit ahead of the game, we're actually projecting an unassigned fund balance right now of 39,659. I have the audit report included in here. It was a clean audit. They felt that the financial statements presented fairly in all material respects financial position. There were no material weaknesses noted in their internal control review, and there were no significant adjusting entries or items of concern. We want to look at offering a 457B retirement plan. Currently, we have the 403B plan. The 457 is another deferred tax mechanism. It's really geared towards those that are approaching retirement age. It would allow employees to defer additional income. The contribution amounts are the same for the 403B and the 457. If we make an allowance allowing a three-year special makeup when you're within 3 years of retirement, it would allow the individual to put a little bit more in. I think it's double the amount of the annual exclusion that they can contribute. So it would allow them to, it's $19,000 for fiscal year 2019 that you can set aside as a deferred income and contribution to your plan. And if we allow for makeup provisions, it can be increased to $25,000, but if we have this 3 year provision, it actually doubles it to $38,000 that the individual could put aside into the retirement plan. We're not proposing that there are any employer contributions. In fact, I'm not sure that a 457B would even allow for that. But so there's no year-to-year cost to the SAU for this. However, we want to make sure that we have a compliant agreement, and we should have tax counsel review the documents. I was provided a sample document by our current third-party administrator for our 403B. It's a reputable firm, it's Omni. But the document that they provided to me as a sample was dated 2013. So I have reached out to an attorney, and it looks like that they're estimating about 10 hours to put together the plan documents, and their rate is $450 an hour. I think there are some other school districts in New Hampshire that offer this to their employees, or SAUs or school districts, and I can reach out and see if I can find another document that we could use. Again, I would need to make sure that it's a current date and up-to-date and compliant, but that we could use that to tweak and maybe use that as a jumping-off point for review or something. I did ask the attorney if they would simply review the Omni documents or if they would be creating them. They have similar plans, but they're not designed for not-for-profits. Okay. So they weren't comfortable with using their plan as a starting point. They thought it would be better to just start from scratch. So anyway, I am seeking permission to pursue this, establishing a 457B plan, so we have that additional benefit for the employees. Again, there's no additional cost after we get it set up. Our third-party administrator, Omni, has said that the group is small enough that they have no problem with just rolling in that administration in at no additional cost. So there isn't really a downside to this once we get the plan established.
So the only cost to us at this time would be that approximately $4,500 to actually have that document.
Right. Okay. And it's really about the benefit to the employees. Mm-hmm. There are different guidelines for withdrawals. you know, you don't have, if it's an early withdrawal, you don't have a 20% penalty that you do with a 403B. When you leave employment, you can begin to withdraw without that penalty. It's not dependent upon your retirement age.
Okay.
So, you know, there are a lot of little benefits to an employee that it's nice if we can offer those additional benefits at no cost to the SAU.
How much of a demand is there for this?
Well, I mean, we're a small group, so it's...
No, but I mean, you said that right now they could put in $25,000 into our 403B, right? So, if you add this, I mean, how many people do we expect to be putting in almost $40,000 of their paycheck into one of that? Is it worth setting up?
Is there demand for it?
You know,
I think it is worth setting up. I mean, it's geared towards higher compensated employees and those that are closer to retirement age, and we have some of those in the SAU, so.
This would just be the SAU?
This is just the SAU. If at such time as we wanted to do it for the district, it would be presented to the district board.
I know two people that would be interested in this, but it's not something you offer out there if it's not going to happen. So I know there's been interest because people have inquired about it to me because they know people in other districts that have it. So I know you'd have at least two people to start. I don't know where it would go after that because it's not something anybody else has asked about. It's kind of been a change in the benefit part. The 457B was typically offered on the fire and police side, and 403Bs were offered on the school side. But then the IRS made it that you could do both, and that just made it one more option for people to have, particularly in the last years when they might be at their highest tax rate. And it doesn't have a penalty if you take it out, as opposed to the 403B, which does.
Any other questions on that? Comments? Okay. Anything else for you?
I'd like to sign an agreement with Primex for our property and liability insurance. We, across the board, have done with the other districts, we've stayed with Primex. There's benefit to doing that. There was little to no increase in the premium.
Question.
Yes.
And actually, I'm going back to the 457.
Yes.
Do we need to provide a vote or whatever for you to explore?
Yeah, I added it to the action. I added
it. Oh, yeah, you added it?
Yeah,
okay.
I added it
all right,
to the
good.
Action item so I can
right.
vote on that.
Excellent.
And that's just to pursue exploring the 457. What are you looking for an agreement on for us?
Well, we meet so infrequently that I'd like to know. Can I do it subject to, are there conditions that would prohibit it, but I'd like permission
to just
to
offer
enter
it.
Enter into an agreement.
And the cost to set it up is a one-time thing, and then after that, it's not a cost after that.
What we found with Omni, with our 403B, is that if there are significant IRS changes, and so that we need to bring the document into compliance, they've worked with us to do that. We haven't had to go back to a legal attorney, tax attorney. Their attorneys assist with that, but they don't assist with creating and establishing plans. That's really up to the client to bring to.
So the client would have their own advisor, and then they would submit that to Omni or
correct. Yeah. That's why we have to go through the process of getting the documents.
We're just basically providing the vehicle. Okay.
So we'll add that as an action. We'll add that as an action item for you. Okay.
So, and I am actually waiting for a ride, so I can't.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Quick follow-up question. We mentioned parameters too. Do you see a circumstance where you might not want to execute it with them, or is there something that when we go to vote on it should be voted?
No, I don't think so. We're going to work with a vendor that we currently use for our 403B plan. So, it's already established with Omni and reputable, and it's just really a matter of getting a IRS compliant document in place.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? Okay. Back to you.
Okay. My first part of the report is actually very short and sweet. If you'll notice in your packet, it's Connie Sampson. Resignation is in there, and she wasn't able to come tonight, but I just wanted to do a shout out and congratulations. Connie's been with us, I believe, 18 years, product of our school system, and is a well-known person in the area, so our hats off to her and wish her the best. She's heading to another part near the coast, and she's very excited about a nice change, so hats off to her. I'd also like to say that it's been wonderful this year having a full-time CIA person. I think it's really great to be able to put the amount of energy and time into the academic stuff and have that follow through on all of good intentions on many people's parts, but it's been really great having somebody in charge of that. As you know, we're identified as a CSI school, and we're working with two vendors, WestEd, and demonstrated success today. And we're waiting still for our WestEd report.
Just the elementary school, though.
Just the elementary school, and it's just an identified population at the elementary school. So it's nice to have that, group working on it collectively. And then the last shout out is we hired this past year Vanessa Gaffey. We had a part-time position previously, and it went unfilled for a period of time, Laurie. And it's been really wonderful to see her support and us getting stuff done in a timely fashion. So other than that, I'd like to turn it over to Patty Parento for the strategic plan report. Please.
Before I go there, I'd like to say, and replacing Connie, someone we have in attendance tonight is Lynn Wheeler. So she would be replacing Connie. Welcome. This is actually, four of the board members are on this committee, so you guys can all help me see if I'm getting this right. So we were here about a year ago, and we talked about the strategic plan. We had Dr. George Ladd with us, this is for board members, and this is our public. Oops. You don't have to read it. It's going to be in front of you.
Thank you.
And we were able to begin the process of the strategic plan with Dr. George Ladd. We met with him for several months, and through a lot of back and forth, individual work, small group work, whole group work, we did come up with some draft core value statements that you are seeing in front of you. At that time, there was a group of us that were really talking about this thing called Portrait of a Graduate that that was being talked about, like Jen and I would go to, you know, our respective state meetings, and we're hearing about it, and we just thought this would be really cool to look into. So we did, and we took a pause, as I call it, working with Dr. Ladd to look at the Portrait of a Graduate, which is a collective vision that articulates our aspiration for all our students. And when you look at the Portrait of a Graduate in conjunction with how it fits into strategic planning, they usually say this is the first part of it, because you really want to be able to get that vision done. So we were able to, using some grant money, enter into trying to do the Portrait of a Graduate. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take you through just several of the steps and things that we have done with them. We have not yet completed, but I'm just giving you the overall where we are to date. So one of the things that we started with, we looked at the landscape shifts and how they impact the future of our schools. I found this component in the beginning, and I'm going to give you a little video clip in 1 second, just really powerful. Looking at changing the workforce needs, the societal changes. meaning and technology and relating. Excuse me. I want to give you an example of the changing the workforce needs. And it's work that goes from routine to non-routine. Traditionally, schools have been focusing on developing knowledge and skills for routine work. Today's young people will be competing for jobs that require non-routine, complex thinking, and interactive communication skills. This is something you have heard Bob talk about for the past few years. We don't even know the jobs. The jobs haven't even been created for what our kindergartners are going to be doing. So I just want to show you a quick clip on this.
Thank you.
find that video clip pretty powerful, because I don't think any of us could think of this before, that how fast everything is changing. And again, who knows? Who knows? I find it really hard, but I also find it exciting. It's an exciting time, really, in education for where are we going to help our students get to what we don't even know where they're going. So then the next part that we worked on is we all individually came up with vision statements. And what you see in front of you were the top four statements that the group voted on. And one of the pieces, all of you there on the committee, what is that that we use to do our voting? What's that tool called? It's online. Very cool. I wish I had thought to bring it. We started using technology that I don't know if they'd use at the high school, but none of us had used before. Mm-hmm. And we're all online doing voting all at the same time and looking and seeing what everybody's coming up. It's just really cool. So Neil, it was really cool, the technology you
yes,
were
using. I think that was the name of it.
I'm just going to read the first one. You can read all this. I'm just giving you an overview. Everything's in your packet. A Hillsborough during high school graduate shall be empathetic, self-confident, problem-solving individual with the ability to communicate, collaborate, and adapt effectively to succeed in today's ever-changing world. You're going to hear that concept a lot. Those are all draft forms. I did not go through it and rewrite them because in our committee, that's how they actually were working, and I wasn't going to go through because we have not finalized those. Again, these are things that we're still working on. Another piece that we looked at was Angela Duckworth's work on character strengths, and we're trying to put all these together, so I'm showing you the pieces. We looked at interpersonal skills, and a lot of those are all the things that you need to have in order to be able to get along with others. Intrapersonal skills, growth mindset, being optimistic, and then the intellectual. Utilizing a whole child approach, you need a balance across all three domains. So what's happening is we're being taken through by our facilitator, looking at all these different pieces, because it's all going to be compiled together in our portrait. You should have, I wanted you to be able to read this. Again, this is more for you to take. You should have, I hope, this sheet in your packet. On your own, you can look at them. These are the competencies draft, because we are still have not narrowed it down. The group looked at, and I find the definitions really helpful. This isn't what I'm about to go through, the definitions with you. And we were able to come up with, and I believe we did this again, individual, small group, and then large group to try to vote on these. We came up with seven. Remember, we're trying to build something that's going to be talking about our graduate. The next step is leadership team is going to be looking at this, making a recommendation to bring back to the portrait committee, because this is K-12. When we're looking at portrait of a graduate, we're looking at as students all come in kindergarten, what are all teachers, when we're planning our goals and everything, what do we want to keep in mind that we want our graduate to be as they walk out our doors? Seven is a lot. So you're going to hear the leadership team come back and recommend to the committee narrow it down, because that's an awful lot for us to be asking them to be doing. Okay. Yes.
So would this be put into some sort of rubric where child and teacher will go through them on a regular basis?
It should be part of all that we do. That's why seven's a lot. Yes. I don't think it'll be rubric format. Who knows, though?
Okay.
Because this is part of going into, I'm going to tell you next steps for strategic planning in a second. So, a piece of this portrait of a graduate is that we also are going to want to have something symbolic that's going to represent these attributes that we just discussed. And one of our own here came up with this great visual. It's not the finished product. I'm just showing this to you. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay.
And then and Kathy actually, everybody voted on what we liked for a visual, and this was one that Kathy had designed. And Bob, you made a comment that everybody really liked. Do you remember what it was when we were talking about this visual?
Oh, you're talking about the different towns being represented in the bridge. Originally, it just came out that it had the underlying tenets of strength and honesty, etc. But we wanted the bridge to indicate four towns working together for the same purpose. But it's one SAU, it's four towns. And so I think we got them in the. Did we get them in the on the stones yet, or?
This hasn't been doctored up yet. Okay, I just wanted to give this was again a draft, but I wanted people to see that we're trying to pull everything together, because the next steps are we really are going to be getting back together, finalizing the portrait of the graduate. This is very important because as we go on for the strategic planning, you need to know what was it that we had for the initial vision of competencies as we build the rest of the plan. We have been fortunate that we found some additional grant money that we're going to be able to continue on working with this company and then bring George Ladd back in as we wrap up. You have in your packet too, I believe. Let's hope they get copied. Yes. Okay, the Milford School District gave us permission to share this. They had the current state analysis completed, and this was done after they finished their portrait. They went into having this done, which would be happening with us. The company will come in, they will spend, and it is, I think, a couple month process. They're going to be asking all of us for the various data that we can give them, and they do the SWOT, which is your strengths, weakness, opportunities, and threats for your district. From there, we go back to the strategic planning committee regroups, as well as because we need to review the data to see really what is this saying. There also is going to be, we may be doing surveys, but we definitely know we're going to be doing internal and external community forums. That's something that we promised we would do, and we still plan on doing that because we need to have the community input on this. Work with the leadership team to identify the priority areas. And part of this, when you do a strategic plan, if you are doing it correctly, the way it is written is you will have measurable goals that you are working on, objectives, and the strategies. And you have heard, again, Bob say 1,000 times, we don't want something that just sits on the shelf. So the measurable goals will have timelines. And it may be not unheard of for us to say we will be coming back twice a year. We're at least coming back once a year to report on this. But that is built into the plan, the report out. Once we've set the goal, it's up to the leadership team be making sure the work is done and reporting back to the boards. So once we've written the measurable, all those measurable components, we would be returning back to the board, sharing all of it with you and asking for your blessing. Because that's how strategic plans are done. it's been a lot of work, but we still have a lot of work to do. And I think the piece that, again, I don't know if any of the board members want to share, we've had to dig really deep. We've done a lot in a short period of time, though. We really have, and I'm kind of excited the way it's all coming together now. And then to see, I think the current state analysis, and we can't, it's reality. We have to just say it's reality. Accept what it is, the good and the bad, we're going to accept it. It's going to look at our strengths, but it's also going to look at our challenges. But that's what's going to help us grow.
So are we using the TAL for the current state analysis? That's when the grant's coming? So that's the next step?
Mm-hmm. After yeah. Finalized, then we go into the current state analysis. But you do have that from Milford, so if you want to see the type of work that they are putting out, the quality that they provide. Any questions? I don't know if those of you that have been working on this want to provide any comments to your colleagues.
Yeah,
because it's been an eye-opening experience going through the process to identify the competencies. Because as Patty said too, the definitions of the competencies on that sheet, we found can really go a lot of different ways. So we're trying to narrow that down. You know, it's interesting to see. I mean, we had what, four groups, five groups or so, how each group kind of had their own little perspective. But overall, I think they're really similar, you know, based on what their definitions were. You know, but each one kind of had their own little twist on what they thought was a little bit more important than the others. So it's just really a positive energy and a lot of good discussion going on. So I'm looking forward to seeing the end product.
And of all those attributes, there was only one person who was an outlier on it, and that's supposed to be a good thing. We really want to bring them all along, but with all of us there, we really had all of us able to live with those. All right.
Thank you.
Are we good to go? Okay, in your packet you have the appointments, resignations, and the 19-20-20 SAU personnel nominations. If you have any questions, I'd certainly be willing to answer them. I know that sometimes the board chooses to go into executives a non-public session if they wish to discuss any of these things.
Does anybody want to go into non-public to discuss, to have board discussion? We can do it now, or we can do it after you're done with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can go into non-public.
Later.
What else do you have to do?
The only other thing that you have on my report, on the new business, is the superintendent review process.
Okay.
So sometimes go in a closed session on that too. I think you talk about the format that you're going to use and the process that you're going to use and how you've done it in the past, and Linda has pretty good knowledge of how that's worked in the past and maybe how it hasn't worked or whatever.
And this was their agenda, so they might know a little bit of background too.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we do that? So what letter am I doing?
I think it'll be probably two
non-publics. Two non-publics. We'll do them separately.
Compensation. And public.
So we'll go into non-public for RSA.
Do we want to give the public another opportunity to
speak?
I guess.
We don't have an opportunity.
We don't have that.
Sorry, fly mama. See my pants tonight. All right. So we're going to go into non-public for RSA 91-A3-2, letter A at this time. Thank you.
Bridget Volunteer.
Yes.
Chris Bobber?
Yes.
Paul Flavin?
Yes.
Catherine Regan?
Yes.
Carla Ayavansi?
Yes.
Linda Mosbaum?
Yes.
Kathy Atkins?
Yes.
Erin Mills?
Yes.
Darlene Penn?
Yes. Any abstained?
I think I want to stay in non-public, just myself.
Okay.
Just you? Okay.
I'm going to make a motion to seal the minutes of non-public.
Second.
All those in favor to seal the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Okay.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion to authorize the chairman of the SAU to act upon what was agreed upon in non-public.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Okay. Done. So now we need to go back into non-public. Back in. I thought we needed to do the superintendent review process.
We're not doing his review. We're going to talk about how we're going to do it.
We're going
to
talk about that.
Right, but did you want to do that? It doesn't matter.
Why?
Well, that's fine.
I mean, we have a form that we currently use.
You don't need to go in non-public, correct?
Because we're not talking about Bob. No. We're talking about how we're going to do his valuation.
Okay, right. Got it.
Yep, perfect.
So we haven't talked about that yet. Okay. I'm with you.
It's late.
You're lucky I'm here.
We need a break.
You want to go get them?
You're lucky I'm talking to you now.
I know! I am lucky!
I will go get
them.
Anybody else?
I feel like I need to walk.
Alright. Okay. Alright, so we are still on the superintendent review because we haven't gone to action items yet. Alright, so superintendent review process.
I think we should use the same form.
I don't even know what the form
looks like.
I'd like
to see
like.
The form.
I've never even seen
oh, you'll
the
see
form.
It. We really no, really and truly, let's be real. You've got to use the form for this year. If you want to make a change, then you're going to have to gather up a committee and make changes.
But that's what happened. John Segedy was on the school board when we adopted this form, and there was a subcommittee of three or four people that got together and looked at other evaluations, and they kind of took what they liked best out of each evaluation and made our evaluation.
Yeah.
And it's basically it's a multiple choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
a numbering
simple.
So
yeah.
We will use that form.
Yes.
How many came back last year?
Oh, probably about.
Because we never saw
let's
that.
Let's see.
Steve reported that one.
Probably about. Let's see.
Half?
Oh, not even half.
Less than half of the people on the SAU board returned it last year.
Exactly.
But you're going to use the same form.
Well.
Good plan.
But we
can't.
I know.
We're under a time constraint, and we don't have time to get a committee and create a new
evaluation.
A new evaluation.
So let me ask this: with the conversations that we've had, and with what we're saying now, can we all make a commitment to get the form back?
Well, the ones that are here, maybe. But
I understand
we can't
that.
Speak for anyone
Any
else,
new board
so
member? No. New board member should not be part of it.
No, yeah.
Everybody
so,
was
so
elected
I can.
This year.
Correct. That's true. So
I was actually given the option, I believe. I wasn't required, but I was given the option. So, in fairness.
But knowing the...
How can you evaluate when you just...
Right.
Yeah, I didn't
that's
do it last
right.
year.
You can't.
I did not do it.
It
but
right.
Earl has been at every board meeting in the HD since in the last three
but
years.
But she still wasn't a board member. She wasn't privy to some of that information. But, bottom line, with the exception of Herla, who is a new board member, can we all make a commitment to take the time to get the form completed and set back. So at least there'd be seven or eight of us that.
By when?
When do they go out? When historically do they go out? And when do they go back?
Well,
when?
Go ahead, Rich.
I thought we had until July 1st last year to do it.
No, June 1st last year.
Yes.
But our meeting was earlier last year.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Thursday. 14th. Okay.
So.
Part of it required me to do a reflection in it. So today's May 14th, and if we're going to do June 1st, I need to get some feedback as to what I'm reflecting on.
Self-review, a self-assessment.
I didn't know you had to reflect on anything.
So that's what Steve asked me to do last year. Steve asked me
to
write
a reflection. Well, you know what you should reflect on? All the wrongs you've done to me in the past 10 years. I think you should reflect on that.
Seven. That's easy. I can count on one hand.
All right, focus.
can
I got fingers
locked. Can we, when
does the superintendent do want a form on his own, too?
Yes, can we do a can you commit to a self-assessment?
Yeah, I need some parameters.
Well,
I looked in the mirror and I saw myself.
The thing
and
is,
I read the one from last year, which nobody did.
Can't commit. I mean,
no
Steve was the one who sat with him and did that. Steve is no longer on the board.
So
I don't see how
it?
We can hold Bob to doing
same.
Anything like that.
So is it?
Yeah. I didn't know you did it.
Can we complete a... Like
Steve
can you do that same checklist
right.
with
what
one of us?
Say?
Like, can you do that with me?
It's done.
I don't even know what the form is.
What they did last year is we have the checklist.
Okay, I don't even know what it looks like.
Everybody does it.
Yep.
We submit it to you.
Okay.
You average them out.
Yes.
And then you sit down with the superintendent
you and I will
with the averages.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
And that's what you do.
Okay.
And you say, okay, this is what you did well, this is what you didn't do well, based on board feedback.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do it together.
Okay.
All right, because I've done it.
I'd like to see a superintendent self-assessment.
I would, too.
What parameters?
So if what parameters?
Let me dig the one out from last year, because nobody else saw it.
You did your own assessment?
Yeah, I did some sort of a thing. I'd have to dig it out. Steve gave it to me, and I wrote it to him, and he and I talked. Yeah, you weren't there. That's right. Mm-hmm.
So do you have...
So where did it go?
Who has it?
I've got it somewhere. I'm sure I saved it.
You could probably tweak it.
Sure.
Steve brought back the information, but he just basically reported back out verbally. I don't think we didn't actually see anything as an SAU board after that process.
No.
Yeah.
No. All right, so we'll do it, okay? Now, the only date that we need to have is when everybody needs to have it.
Yeah.
June 1st.
Well, can't do it June 1st because...
Because to us.
It's kind
it's May. Of... Can we get it by May 15th? It gives you 15 days.
Tomorrow. May 15th
Well, I'm
tomorrow.
Not even going to be... Well, I can, I'll never have it back by June 1st. I'll tell
June
you.
15th?
That's after,
a month.
That's after graduation. That's
so it's in my contract. I'm supposed to have it by June 1st?
No.
Is it in your contract?
No. Steve asked for the evaluations back on June 1st. You actually need to be evaluated before July 1.
That's
okay.
What, that's,
all right.
Yeah. There's language in the contract if
right.
anybody has.
So basically,
a good starting point.
If we have everyone's back by June 15th, okay?
Okay.
You and I can get together.
Yes.
Okay. We'll do the evaluation.
Got it.
All right.
And we'll meet with him before July.
And then we'll meet with you before
okay.
July 1.
Beautiful.
And then you will provide what you need to the
yeah.
Hillsborough Gearing Board, and we can send a copy to you, okay? And I will do Washington.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
Can I offer a suggestion?
Yes.
Email the school board once a week to remind us to do it.
Okay.
Because we all forget.
Got it.
Oh, come on. You are not children.
But you have to check your
please.
Email.
Please.
Well, if you guys want to participate, I know we're not
I don't
children,
need once a week.
But
I'll do it, Linda.
I'm telling you, I've done it before, and you have to remind people, otherwise you're not going to get it.
Sorry.
All right, June 15th.
Kathy.
Who has the form?
Carol.
So
Carol.
Carol will send it out. We'll remind all the kids.
That's what I do.
My okay. Phone. All right. All right. What? Yep. What?
Not for this year, as we've said, but since we're thinking about possibly changing it, do we want to, if we don't get to a, if we don't do something tonight, set for the next meeting to maybe form a committee to go through the review process?
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Maybe at our next meeting we should talk about it.
Yeah.
Everybody will have seen it.
Right.
Oh, you'll get
out.
It.
Okay.
Oh, you'll get it. You just don't need to.
Actually, it's easy. I like it. I mean, there are some things we could cut out, but
it's
for the most part,
very
it's a
long.
Pretty
well,
simple thing.
Well, you'll be
thing.
On the committee then.
What?
You'll be on the committee then.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yes, you will.
Okay.
No,
focus, people. I need to go to bed and go home and put my kids to bed. And then, well, they're in
your
bed.
Your kids should be in
bed. They should be in bed, you're right. Okay, so are we done with the superintendent? I'm getting punchy.
Yep.
Are we done with the superintendent review process? Okay.
Yeah.
Action items. Meeting public hearing minutes from November 29th. They are included in our packet. I will accept a motion to approve the minutes.
No, but I was
You
will just abstain.
Is there a motion? I mean, is there a second? I'm sorry.
What was the motion?
To accept the minutes.
Oh,
August.
Oh,
September.
Second.
August.
Second.
For November. November 29th. All those in favor of the minute? Oh, sorry, discussion. Somebody seconded.
Kathy.
I did.
Is there any discussion on the meeting minutes?
I
was dying of the flu at that time, so I was not in attendance. Is there any discussion? Yes, no, maybe?
No.
Okay. Motion to approve the minutes?
Just did.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, accept. Motion to accept the minutes for November 29th.
Okay.
All those
motion. Oh, we voted?
Yes. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained?
Aye.
So 1, 2, 3 abstained.
Great.
Who abstained? Oh, yeah, you weren't here. I wasn't here. So, yeah. Did you get that vote? You were there.
Yes.
So 3 abstained.
So
Harlan. Darn. Yep. All right. appointments, resignations, and 2019 SAU personnel nominations. Do you want to do the resignations, appointments, and nominations first? And we'll do the continuing contract second?
Sure.
Sure.
I'll make a motion to accept the resignations, appointments, and yeah, we're doing the nominations for,
yes.
Should I name them since?
No, I can't.
Okay.
You just leave it.
Yeah. So I'll make that motion.
Is there a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstained? Okay. Continuing contracts?
We don't have to vote on those.
No, so I just need to...
Because it's a contract.
Yep, so I just...
We're
oh, we're gonna do that one. So the extending contract piece, is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and I'm just communicating.
That's just informational.
That's just informational. Okay, so the continuing contracts with a 2% COLA...
We did that non-public.
So I don't need to do anything else?
You're supposed to talk with Bob after the meeting.
Okay.
Tell him what we talked about. You can tell him now if you want, but I thought...
Okay, I'll do it later. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Joe B. Okay.
I'm sorry, did I miss something here?
Nope.
Was that voted on or not voted on?
No, it
what?
Was not voted on.
It was not voted on.
No.
What?
Yes, it was.
Extend the continuing contract.
We did that non-public.
Okay.
And she's going to let you know what we decided. So
the board's not going to let me know? Or is
you,
it
well,
just,
she can,
I why, voted, why don't you all tell me?
No, we have to vote in non. We have to vote
right.
In public.
Yes.
About the extended continuing contract.
No, we voted in non-public. We authorized.
We decided to let the chair act as
our representative.
And the chair can share it now.
I will just share it now. The continuing contracts for years 2020, 2021, 2021-22 for the executive assistant to the superintendent, business administrator, assistant superintendent, director of curriculum with a 2% cost of living.
Okay. And 2% for everybody on there except me?
Correct.
And is my contract extended?
Correct.
Okay. I may not accept those terms,
okay.
So we will discuss that at a future point.
Okay.
It's a message. It's part of an evaluation. It's an evaluative motion on your end to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I take issue with that because I think everybody in the SAU deserves to have a cost of living adjustment. And we've been down this road before. I will have to honestly rethink my extending my contract. So I will hold back on accepting that.
Okay.
I think that it was part of the reason for asking everybody else to do this because I've had people on this list that said they are going to stay as long as I am here. So I will have to speak to some of them also to
understood.
Let them know that this package deal was separated out.
Understood. Okay.
You might want to put money aside for a search for next year on your budget.
Understood. Primex property and liability cap agreement. Is there a motion to accept the Primex property and liability cap agreement? Contract that's in our packet.
I'll motion to accept the Primex liability agreement.
Is there a second? All those in favor?
Discussion.
Sorry, yes.
I don't know if this says if it's the cap is 9%, and they decide what it's going to be 5%, 7%, or 8%. Are we going to do that before the budget?
Laura said she'd figure it in.
Right.
Laura said she'd figure it in, but the cap would be figured in. I thought
that's what she said. I think
she
budgets for the cap.
Yeah.
And then if it's short of that, it would be reflected on the surplus.
Well, I mean, if we budget 9% and it's less,
right.
Get that back in the year, I'd like to budget 7%, but we know it's going to be 7%.
We don't know year to year.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Right? Are they going to set that rate before we budget? I don't know. I couldn't tell. Good to push that. If we could get them to say 7% before the budget set, that looked nice. But anyway.
So, if there's a motion on the table, is there any amendment to that? Or do you want to vote on it?
Yeah, I think there is a second.
Vote.
Okay. All those in favor of the Primex property and liability cap agreement?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstained? All right. I'm going to skip to set the date first. Action to enter an agreement for the 457B retirement plan.
I'll make that motion to accept give them authorization to.
Yes, authorization to enter into an agreement.
Thank you.
Do we want authorization to enter into the agreement or to explore it?
I said explore and she said enter. So I changed my verbiage. That's why I wrote it that way.
She was mentioning that what the maximum cost is with the tax document, the IRS document.
$4,500.
Mm-hmm. So we can put a flag to come back to us if it's going to exceed that, but it sounds like it's not going to.
Originally, she had researched it, and we were looking at Wakefield, New Hampshire, their SAU offers this. And we have the superintendent there would certainly be willing to share the documentation that they went through to start it. Initially, the intent was to do this with little or no cost to the district. It was about 15 minutes before the meeting that this was the first time she had mentioned that it would be $4,500. So I was a little taken back by that. So she did come back in and tell me she'll contact Wakefield. I think it's to get it appropriate with the IRS. You do have to, there's a name for it, and it's IRS, or something like that. Document has to be created. And we have one currently that would work for our 403B, I believe, but it won't work for the 457B because it doesn't have any of that verbiage in there. And the IRS has done updates on this to make this available to people. So she should possibly be able to get you an answer, but she's at the conference tomorrow.
I'm confused. Is the $4,500 going to come out of the SAU budget? Or okay,
This is an SAU benefit.
Right, exactly.
So it's going to come out of their budget.
Right,
but it's only $4,500, give or take.
Yeah,
it's not that much money.
And they have money left over.
Pardon?
There's money that will likely be.
Yeah, I don't.
So it's entering into an.
I don't see any.
It's action to enter an agreement for the 457B. As long as the cost isn't no more than $4,500?
Yes. How about not to exceed $5,000?
How about that?
Because I think she said 10 or 11 hours.
Yes.
At $4.50 an hour, that would be 40. Could be
okay.
Up to 40. So
I agree.
Not
that's
to exceed $5,000.
That's a good one. So is there a motion for that?
Sure.
Did I make that?
I think I made the motion.
Okay.
And someone seconded.
Okay.
Actually, I do have a question before we. I think I know the answer because it would be a separate. If we were to then extend it to the districts at some point, I guess it would be a separate document, so we'd probably have to exercise that cost, but maybe
Hillsborough Dairy would have to do it.
Yes, it's
right.
Separate.
We would have to vote
that's
on
that.
It. We'd
have to go to a separate path.
Yeah.
And any cost that would...
So, okay. So it's sort of separate, but yeah.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained?
Abstained.
All abstains? Anybody else abstained? All right. Fall date for the SAU board meeting. Set date for fall SAU board meeting.
Yeah.
Do we typically meet in November, September?
September.
September.
Oh, is it September?
Okay. September. Okay. End of September, early September?
Middle to end. I don't think we want to do it the first time.
And what day of the week? Do we usually do them on, what's today, Tuesday?
Don't we usually do it Thursday?
I thought we did Thursday. September 26th, sound good?
Sure. That is a Thursday.
Or the 19th, which would pick your poison.
Twitter,
we usually, typically, do we meet out in Washington? Are we going to do that?
Oh,
again?
We rotate. Where do we do?
So what are we doing?
It might snow by the 26th.
26th or the 19th. 26th?
26th.
And where are we having it?
Did we do it at Windsor last year?
No, we did it in Washington.
Two or 3 years ago we did it in Windsor.
So where are we going? So is the 26th okay?
What time?
6:30.
6:30?
Yep.
You have to assume that the Washington.
I make a motion to set the next SAU board meeting for September 26th at 6:30 p.m. Where do we want to have it?
The 26th, is that what you said?
At the school, or do you do Kent?
Yeah, we do
it at
school.
Yeah. Do you want to do Washington, or what do you want to do?
Washington.
If we're going to do anything in Washington, we had better do it the first meeting.
Right.
Because
right.
Otherwise,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's off.
So you want to do Washington?
Exactly. We have to wear our snowshoes and go on a snowmobile.
Right.
So hey. Washington Elementary. Is that what we're doing?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Thursday.
That's a Thursday.
Thursday,
yes.
September 26th at 6:30.
Yes. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Of that date? Any opposed? Any abstained? Motion to adjourn? All those in favor?
Aye.
DJ Mark.
Okay.
Rooms, waxing all the floors, all the usual stuff, hiring the painters. Our plan this year is probably painting some elementary classrooms. It's been about 6 years since we've done that, so we'll try to get down here and do some of the rooms. We usually do hallways, gyms, our larger congregation areas. Those are much easier to paint when you get into classrooms. It makes it a lot more difficult with the amount of stuff that is in the room at the end of the year. So a little more time consuming, so we try to do that every 5 to 6 years. That's kind of out this year for this building. We're doing some continuation projects, continuation of some drainage at the high school on the field. We did a project on the JV field last year.